Hello, everyone. Welcome to NGW High Voltage. I am the camera guy, and here with me, as always, is NGW head official Scott Cross. And Scott, big weekend this weekend.
Very big weekend. I mean, you know, there's a lot going on, but, you know, we're here to talk about one thing, and that is the big show Saturday, Wrestling for a Cure. I mean, it's going to be a fantastic show this weekend up there in Springfield, Illinois.
Yep, Wrestling for a Cure Season 9, St. Jude fundraiser to help fight childhood cancer. And NGW has been a partner this year. We've been helping to raise money for them. And tonight, our special guests are representatives from Wrestling for a Cure.
Yes.
And just a real quick, a little bit about Wrestling for a Cure. Started in 2017. The first year, they raised $10,187, which were donated to the Peoria chapter in person by Jason Whitehill and Timothy Givens. The highest one-year total so far has been $15,590, and the entire total so far that they've donated to St. Jude's has been $78,086. And a little bit of a fun fact, Wrestling for a Cure was started with just one phone call. I look forward to talking with them tonight and finding out all about the history. And Scott, what do you say we go ahead and get right to it with Timothy Givens and Sean from Wrestling for a Cure?
Let's bring them on.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello. Good evening. How are we all doing out there?
Oh, doing all right. Yourselves?
Not too bad.
Pretty good night.
So our little fun fact there.
I know that guy. Show.
I know. Whoop. Wrong way. That guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Figure that one out.
So our little fun fact at the start of the show there was that Wrestling for a Cure was started with one phone call.
Yeah. So President Jason Wilhite calls me up one day out of the blue and he says, hey man, he says, what you doing? I said, well, I mean, if I told you right now, you'd be kind of weirded out, but if you want me to lie to you, I will. And he says, no, no. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm pooping. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, well, I got an idea, man. I want to talk to you about it. I'm like, sure, shoot. So he started to talk about this idea. And if you talk to me in person or know me very well, I'll jump on board with an idea within the first 60 seconds if I know for a fact that it's going to be worth the time and the effort put in. And when he started to tell me what he wanted to do, I was sold in 30 seconds, but I kept quiet. That's very hard for me. I kept quiet for him to go ahead and talk and tell everything on his idea. And basically, he calls and says, man, I got this idea. I'm going to do this wrestling show. And I'm like, of course you do. I mean, that's what we do. He says, no, man. He says, this is what I'm talking about. He says, I want to do a fundraising thing where – we go out through the year and we do fundraising events and we raise money and we do that throughout the year. And then we put on this gigantic, huge wrestling show and we take 100% profits straight to St. Jude. And I'm like, you had me in 30 seconds, bro, but I just wanted to hear the rest of what you wanted to say. And so we spent a little time on the phone talking about it. And then over that vast couple of months, we kept talking more in person and jotting ideas and everything else. So it came to fruition July 22nd, 2017 by exact, because I literally had just started a new job that week. And my boss looked at me and says, you go do this, man. Come back to work next week. I was like, all right, cool. So we went down to actually right down the street here from my house. And we decided to do a wrestling show where we pulled all kinds of people from all around Illinois and Indiana and Ohio and Kentucky and Tennessee and wherever they were all coming from and put on this gigantic wrestling show for $5. It's $5. It always has been $5. It always will be $5. It's so that It's cheaply built that way so the whole entire family could come out and enjoy a whole entire family night of wrestling all together. Put on this big wrestling show. We had silent auctions. We did, you know, 50-50. We had concessions, you know, all this stuff. when we went to start that show, July 22nd, 2017, Jason and myself walked out in front of a crowd of over 500 plus people. And we stood there and told them before we even ring tonight's bell, we were already at $6,500 on the first year. And this was something that was not only a huge idea that came from Jason Wilhite because of the fact that he had family that had cancer. He actually had to stand by and see this firsthand. And he was thinking, how do we help fight this? What can we do? And that's when that hamster wheel in his head started to turn. And then it got faster. And it got faster. And then that phone picked up. He's like, hey, man, I'm running out of breath on this hamster wheel, but this is what I got an idea for. And we walked out in front of that crowd at $6,500 before we rang the first bell. When we rang the last bell, we went home. We went to the next day and tallied everything from the fundraising events to the show to everything we had. We went to the Peoria chapter and donated $10,187 on the very first year of Wrestling for a Cure. And we had to stand back and listen to all these people talk about, you'll never do anything. You'll never raise a dime. You're lucky if you get a dollar. It's a waste of time. Quit trying, yada, yada, yada. This guy right here is going to vouch for me. You don't tell me I can't do something.
No, not at all.
And you say, you can't do it. It's not going to work. That's going to pee me off enough to where I start a little bit of a fire in the back end of myself here. And I become the raging little engine that could. And we go out there and do exactly what we do. Now, here we are coming up this weekend. It is season 9 for all the haters who are still out there. Season 9. Okay. Season 9. And we are just under $80,000 raised overall for Wrestle for a Cure that's been donated to St. Jude. Now, while I'm on that subject, I'll drop a bombshell currently right now. As of last night at about 8:45 p.m., the total overall raised for just this season is already over $10,000. We are absolutely on a fast track to beat season 2's record of the biggest donated amount to St. Jude before we even get to the show, and we're still 2 days out.
So that's even before the door, even before concessions.
Before anything even happens, we are already over $10,000 going towards this season. I mean, this has been a long road, gentlemen. I mean, I know you guys are kind of brand new into the game. You've been following, you've been watching, and everything. This guy right here has been there since day one. He's known all about it. He's been a part of it in multiple ways. He's been a part of it. Heck, 1 year we let this guy run a children's zone, and oh my God, I have never seen children so happy in my entire life. It's the worst tea ever, so don't drink it. But it was the greatest thing. What? It was the greatest thing for kids. They had a blast. They had a good time and everything else. So, yes, this year is shaping up to be one of the biggest years in Wrestling for a Cure history. I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to let this guy speak in on a few things. Before I do, I've already seen the chat room. I have parallel. I have 360-degree vision. I can see people are already doing this in the chat room. I already knew you were going to. I don't really care. You're not in here. You're not going to bug me. You're not going to throw me off track and everything else. We'll just see you on Saturday. And trust me, I have another announcement later on tonight that I may just have to call the owner of NGW about, so you might want to watch what you say.
Oh. Yeah, we've got the infamous Dardar Monroe in the chat, PYT's number one fan.
Also, my number one fan, you know.
And we also have Douglas O'Shea in the chat saying that he's happy he was able to wrestle at 3 of your shows.
Yep, Douglas has been there. One of the most infamous spots that Douglas O'Shea ever had to deal with was a twisted T to the face.
Oh. What year was that?
That would have been the year he had to wrestle Sage Ramsey in the I believe Icon match, and it was quite something.
So, can you tell us a little bit about who you had on the first Wrestling for a Cure show and how that show went overall as far as the competitors?
Wow, man, you're asking 8 years ago. let's see. Joey Grunge was there. Gavin Alexander was there. Robbie McCann was there. Scotty Cash was there. Derek Moss. Benz. Man, it's so long ago. I'm trying to remember everybody without going back and looking. It's just that hard. And there's a whole slew of other names, man, that I just, yeah. I just off the top of my head, those are the main ones that I remember right off the bat. Of course, you know, that's because they were all the bad guys, except for, you know, one or two of them. So of course I'm going to remember the haters.
Yeah, we got Jason Wilhigh in the comments saying Guy Smith.
Guy Smith. Yep. He was there too. Tom Arson. Yep. See, I'm telling you, man, it's hard to remember them all.
So, you know, Wrestling for a Cure has several companies that partner together to help you guys raise money, you know, and, you know, this is the first year NGW is a part of Wrestling for a Cure, but how do you guys pick companies that get involved in Wrestling for a Cure? How does that process?
So I wouldn't say we actually just go out there and go you. A lot of the companies that work with us, yes, Floyd was there as well. They messaged either Jason or myself and was like, hey, what is it we can do to help you raise more money for this cause? And that's the first step is reaching out. So then we set up the conversation where one of us or both of us or all of us sit down and we have that conversation. We figure out what's the best way for said company A, B, and C to be able to help out with Wrestling for a Cure. And more like of it is we're able to go to their shows, scout talent at the exact same time, enjoy the wrestling that we're watching, raise money at the same time over there by selling merch and the donations and everything that comes in. And when it's all over with, Jason and I kind of compare notes on like, who we thought was the best of the night, what match caught our eye, what can we do with so-and-so. And then we go and we talk about like, hey, what if we had this guy, that guy, and that guy come down for next year? And then we'll have that guy, and this guy come down for this year, and then we'll do something with all them in some capacity. So that's kind of how that works in the long sense of it. And over the years, it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger as more companies are joining the fight. We've got talent wrestlers that have reached out from like Pennsylvania, like Texas, and other places that have like, how do I get involved in this? What can I do? And we try to figure out the best thing for that so that we can, you know, make everybody happy and still be able to do what we can do. And yeah, it is a two-way commitment. So in that sense of us going there, then they're able to come down here and do pretty much the same thing. And we've been able to do that open door, open door, open door, open door. And it's in my opinion, it's probably one of the best things that I get to experience because I mean, I've been doing the wrestling business since 2013, but with the experience of Wrestling for a Cure, I've been able to network so much further and meet so many more people that want to be able to help, that want to get involved. I get to see different styles of wrestling, and not just from that area, but some of these places we've been, they've got different styles of wrestling from all over the world, all on one card. And that's the greatest thing ever. You're seeing like strong style, American style, lucha style, Greco-Roman. You're seeing freestyle. I mean, you're seeing everything you can think of in one card. It's the greatest thing in the world. And there's no stopping anybody that wants to get involved. There's no stopping any of the talent. And there's no stopping Wrestling for a Cure.
Douglas O'Shea saying it's the closest thing to an Indie Mania. And so the main event that you guys have listed on the card for the show is the Dusty Cameron Bat Memorial Battle Royal. What can you tell me about Dusty Cameron?
Jason could probably tell you better about Dusty Cameron, but Dusty Cameron was a 12-year-old boy who went to live his life. He just wanted to live his life like a normal kid. Like everybody wants to do. They just want to go out and have fun and do what they want, hang with their friends, their family. And he was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. And over the years, his mom was, like I said, Jason can explain this a lot better than I can because he knows her a lot better. There was things that she was trying to do throughout the last few years that he had left to make it the happiest and the best that could be. She, like I said, this is like a Jason question. From my understanding, there was a conversation about how we were able to incorporate her story into Wrestling for a Cure. And the Battle Royal was named the Dusty Cameron Memorial Battle Royal in honor of her son. And it's been that way since season one. She's been at the shows to present the trophy to the winners of the Battle Royal. But like I said, man, that's a really big question for Jason because he knows her a lot better. He could probably give you a little bit more insight on a few things of that. I've known her for years only through Wrestling for a Cure, so I only know up to, you know, certain point of everything about, you know, Dusty Cameron.
That's good. And you've been doing that since the beginning, you said?
Yep, since first year.
That's outstanding. That really touches me that you did that. And, oh, but also on the card for the show you got coming up, you have a freelance four-way scramble.
Actually, here's another tidbit of information. So this actually got added in late. I received a phone call. And as of yesterday, that four-way scramble has now become a five-man because Chico Suave is going to make his return to Wrestling for a Cure and has put his name in that match, which is just going to make it that much more more fun to watch. If you've ever seen Chico Suave, I mean, this guy, he takes a wrestling show and puts it on a platter, dude, and just it's the best thing to watch when he's in the ring, outside the ring. Just for him to come out and talk on the mic is gold.
Who else is in that four-way scramble match?
You would ask. Yeah, of course. I got the dog stuck downstairs by the door. I know there's RJ Sawa's in that match. I know that there is, I figured you being the host, you would have pulled this stuff up on your side. You're slacking there, Scott.
That ain't my job. That's the camera guy and our
producer. Oh, on the camera.
Throw me under the bus.
I don't know how to work technology. I don't know how to pull stuff up. I mean, this show would be terrible if I ran it.
Yeah, when Scott's phone gets to 3%, he rings a bell thinking that'll charge it.
Oh, is that how that is?
It doesn't.
But oh, it looks like we've had another guest join us here. Let me adjust our screen and bring on the Wrestling for a Cure heavyweight champion, Sid Holland.
What's up, guys?
What up, Sid?
What's happening?
And Sid, your match for the card is you're going to be defending the Wrestling for a Cure heavyweight championship against Yoder.
Yeah, that kind of came out of the blue. I was a part of an event, and I came out on a motorcycle. It was a big biker rally. And after the match, my friend Yoder makes his way out to the ring, and he delivers a humongous chokeslam to me. And then he gives me a forward-facing Russian leg sweep right onto a metal chair. He takes my Wrestling for a Cure championship from me, and he raises it above his head, and he tells everybody that he's going to be challenging for my championship come July 12th. So Yoder and I, we go way back. That's a buddy of mine. I don't know where this came from. I don't know what happened to him. Just all of a sudden, you know, greed changes people. So Yoder wants to challenge me for the heavyweight championship. Well, I've been defending that thing for an entire year, and I've not backed down from a single challenge. So Yoder, he wants it. He's going to get the smoke. Saturday is going to be lit. Y'all know how it is. Wrestling for a Cure, this is my WrestleMania. And when it comes to Wrestling for a Cure, I don't miss.
Those are some deep words there, sir.
All right, guys. I'll catch you in a little bit.
All right. That's it?
Yep. That's I'll it? Be right back.
Thank you, Stan.
And you go.
Well, back to that five-way. It's going to be Chico Suave, CJ Martin, Alfonso Gonzalez, RJ Sawa, and Nova Mars. From Freelance going to be in that five-way scramble. I've seen all these guys up north, and I'm telling you, this is going to be a hell of a match, guys.
That sounds like that's going to be a good one. King of the Hill, when you have the top spot, everyone wants to take it. That's the truth.
That is the truth.
And also on the card, or at least there's a flyer announcing that we have Skylar Reed versus Garrison Creed.
Yeah, Garrison Creed is finally going to make his appearance at Wrestling for Air. He's been trying to get down here for the last few years. A lot of things have kept him from getting down here, some personal things, some other issues that were way, way out of his control. He had nothing he could do about. So he's going to be coming down this way. Skylar Reed's coming all the way over from Canada, or I guess coming down from Canada, I guess I should say. I mean, you should know how that goes. This is going to be a great match as well. I know these guys, I've seen these guys. Garrison Creed is a hungry, hungry man. And everywhere he's been so far, I've watched him dominate. I've got a feeling Skylar Reed may have a little bit of an issue here, but he's a big enough boy. He can stand toe-to-toe.
And you also have the Wrestling for a Cure Cruiserweight title with Jake Lander versus Rockin' Rivera.
Rockin' Rivera. Man, this guy, he was all over up north, all over Freelance Underground, Rock Pro. He's making it all his rounds and everything else, and he just doesn't lose. He's been in a ring with Jake Lander before. He recently was just in Pinfall Wrestling this past May in a match to name the brand new heavyweight champion that went down to Jake Lander being the winner. And after the said match, Rivera attacked Lander, drug him around. Cutting his airway off. He had a shirt wrapped around him, dragging him all over the ring, demanding for somebody from Wrestling for a Cure to come out and grant him a match. Well, Jason was busy that day, wasn't able to be there. I had other things going on. I wasn't able to be there. So we had Sage Ramsey, who was at the show, helping with the merch table. He was able to speak with Rockin' Rivera and granted Rockin' Rivera yet again, another cruiserweight championship match. And I said it last night, I've got a really bad feeling that with the way Rockin' Rivera's been tearing up everything up north all the way back down this way, Jake Lehner's got his hands full with this title match coming up Saturday.
Oh, man, Scott, you're going to have a fun time up there. I'm sad I'm not going to be able to make it up there this weekend.
Yeah. It's going to be my first trip up north, so up there for Wrestling for a Cure. So,
all right. They also have the Wrestling for a Cure and Pinfall Tag Team title match The Last Outlaws versus AOU versus the Shield Wall versus question mark.
So everyone's asking, we've been asking Sean even, like, who's this mystery team? Who's this mystery team?
My lips are sealed.
And he's not speaking, and none of us in the upper office are speaking. And that's always the secret. That's always the secret. That's always the mystery behind. Shut up, Playboy. Go away. Behind everything is the fact that there's always a secret somewhere, and you never know who or when until it happens. Sometimes that secret pans out for the best, and sometimes that secret's not all that great. So we just don't know. The Last Outlaws, AEOU, and Shield Wall are very known to each other. They've been battling it out in PWA for tag titles and for domination. So, I mean, I even said last night I couldn't really pick a team to win this match, really. I mean, I'm intrigued. I'm very much intrigued to see who the mystery team is, because you never know. So, I mean, this one's going to be a toss-up in the air. I mean, whoever gets the 1-2-3 or submission on this, I guess.
Well, that was part of the point, you know, keep it interesting, keep it a little more lively, that air of mystique, you know. Like you said, these teams have been battling out in pinfall wrestling for months now. I mean, the Shield Wall, amazing, just pretty much unstoppable force everywhere they go. Everyone knows AEOU. You know, they've been just on a fantastic run for the past year. And then, you know, the new team of Brian Ely and Tyler Bodine, you know, the Outlaws, those are some big boys. Those are a couple of hosses. So, I mean, it's a very good mixture. And the surprise team, I think, is going to add to it and be a little bit of something fresh for all three of these teams.
That sounds wonderful. And then also, you know, we've got Wiggles, the Wicked Clown, taking on War is a Rampage showcase.
So,
Tim loves clowns, by the way. I just want you to know he has a long history of loving clowns.
No.
This one kind of flopped on my desk a couple of weeks ago. Last minute type deals, like, hey, we're going to step in for IEW. And we're gonna give you a match. And I'm like, okay, who's it gonna be? And I got sent two pictures, and I thought, holy, you know what? So I'm like, this will be interesting to see how this works. I've never seen Wiggles persona per se. I know who Wiggles is, so I know about them, but as Wiggles, because, you know, everyone has their own persona behind everything. Like, you know me as the vice president of Wrestle for a Cure, but if I was to wear a mask and get in a ring, it'd be a whole different person. If I was to do this or whatever. So it changes who you are when you get in there. Oh, I'm very glad I'm not Playboy. Trust me. My life is very grand not being Playboy, Double H. So I know, like I said, I know Wiggles. I don't know Wiggles' persona. I haven't seen that. Now, War, on the other hand, I have seen. I've known War for many of years. I know what they can do in and out of the ring. This has been a feud that's ongoing for many years in Rampage, inside and outside of that ring down there. And I know that this is kind of like the last hurrah for one of them. And I'm interested in seeing who's going to pull out of this one. I'm interested in seeing what Wiggles can do, because I've never seen Wiggles actually work. But to watch how this rolls, it's going to be a fun ride. And I'm not just saying that because he's dressed as a clown. I think it's going to be a fun ride regardless.
Oh, and oh, we got Dara.
I'm highly educated. I graduated high school and I've been to college, so I know for a fact that I'm not stupid, but you can say what you want. That's cool. There's haters out there everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, we got.
I mean, that's very true too, Jason.
About this one, so I guess we should go ahead and talk about the match that you actually made, Mr. Gibbons, at NGW Battle Lines.
Look, I said it last night, and I know he's in here. I know he's in here. He's over here scrolling back and forth. He's just waiting for his chance to get on there and bite a hold of something like a little dog trying to bite the pant leg of its owner, saying, give me a food, give me food, give me food. That's what he's waiting on. That's what he does. He stands back and he waits and he waits and he waits. And when that crumb hits the floor, he's all over it. And then he makes it something more than it's not. Here's the issue I had at NGW show. Okay. There were two superstars in the ring battling it out for a title. Somebody decided to come out, take some little flimsy piece of paper and state, oh, hey, I can do what I want because I know I own this and I own that. So this is now going to be a blah, blah, blah. Well, that's not going to set well with me because that's not how that went. It wasn't a three-way match. This was a 7-on-2 encounter. Playboy Double H took 6 other people to interfere in this title match and physically hand Playboy a championship title that he did not deserve. Didn't deserve at all. I didn't like that at all. I thought that was the most sleaziest of sleaze that could possibly happen.
Sounds like some like really big coward stuff right there.
Exactly. And I've seen some of that sleaze. When AEOU used to sleaze around like that back in the day, man, I was just like, you got to be kidding me. So don't get me wrong. He used whatever brain cell he had left, and he figured out how to get what he wanted, and he got it. But he also got what he deserved after that when the returning Chris Cage came out and whooped his ass and whooped up on everybody else. But I had an idea. Blah, 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 blah. It ain't jealousy. I'm not jealous that you have an NGW heavyweight title. I'm not jealous at all. You do you. You do what you got to do. It's not smart. It wasn't smart at all. Trust me. I've got ideas up here that could really, really put a puckering in his butthole tonight. And this guy right here has got some ideas as well that could put a really big pucker in his butthole come Saturday. That's why I said he better watch his P's and Q's tonight. But I didn't like how that went down. So I came to the owner of NGW and I said, hey, I've got an idea. How about this happens? So I was told, absolutely. So as it sits, and you can see, Playboy Double H will be defending the NGW Heavyweight Championship against the returning Christopher Cade at Wrestle for a Cure this Saturday. And like I said, watch your P's and Q's, because there's two representatives standing right here. There's another one listening and watching, and I'm sure the other one is too. This man here can make sure your butthole pucker so bad come Saturday that not you nor your family are going to like any of it. So I would watch what you say in that chat group.
If I show up. See, that's just a coward, you know, speaking out right there.
Yeah.
I mean, any real man, real champion shows up.
Yeah, Playboy has said that he's going to come out through the curtain back. Yep, right there. If I show up, I'll have my back towards you and everyone else.
That's because you want to show your disrespect towards everybody. That's why. And yes, Phoenix, it is always glad to do business with you. And trust me, I've got Phoenix on speed dial, and I know that the general manager does too. All we got to do is press number one or whatever number you got her under, and she'll answer. And we could spit another idea. So I'd watch what you say.
PYT known for using their, well, you have it in your bar there, PYT or cheaters. Scott would agree with that sentiment. Mm-hmm. I prefer to call it creative tactics.
Well, we know who we got paid off in this chat group tonight.
No, I say it that way so I don't have to have any issues.
Look, I'm going to spill this real fast here, buddy. You don't have the testicular fortitude to stand inside of our Wrestling for a Cure ring against anybody that's held the heavyweight championship. There's a reason a Mac Daddy Duds is and will always be the longest reigning heavyweight champion of Wrestling for a Cure, because that man showed up. That man fought. That man may not have been clean all the way through all the time, but he did what he had to do, and he always did. That there is a champion. The current title holder, who was just on here a few moments ago, has got his hands full this weekend as well with Yoder. That man is another man who shows up and fights.
Sid Holland has been defending the Wrestling for a Cure Championship pretty much everywhere he goes.
Mac Daddy Duds took that title down south and defended it all and up and down the East Coast, all the way through the Carolinas into Georgia and Tennessee every year. One time he got caught slipping, but he came right up here and took it right back down to the south. You don't deserve to stand toe-to-toe or even have the what's the right word I'm looking for? You're not man enough to stand in a ring to challenge for the Wrestling for a Cure heavyweight championship. Oh. That's a cheating.
How long was he champion for?
Who?
The longest reigning champion.
Mac Daddy Duds held that title from season one all the way into season 6 or 7. He lost that title on a technicality down south. He walked right back up here that July, stomped a mud hole in that boy's ass, and took it right back down south. Then he kind of put his hands on the wrong person, which was me. And that's why he's no longer the heavyweight champion.
Maybe we'll just, you know, I'm not sure if you're aware, but a couple weeks ago we had Chris Cade on the podcast, and Chris Cade was attacked before he could compete in his match at NGW by what appears to have been PYT. They are denying it up and down, left and right.
There is no appears. There's no appears. It was absolutely somebody in PYT. He's got his back against Playboy Double H is a rat with his back against the wall right now. He knows for a fact Chris Cade will snap him in two, the snap of his fingers like Thanos did in the movie. So he's going to do everything he possibly can to make sure that title stays in the hands of somebody in PYT. But I'll tell you this, that gentleman right there, myself, Jason Wilhite, and I know that Sage Ramsey, all will be watching very closely to make sure it's right down the middle one way or another.
Stan, we have another guest joining us here right now.
Oh, please.
Just 1 second. And
y'all said you had me on speed dial.
No.
Hey.
It's the boss.
I'm not sure a boss would be a... Well, I mean, that'll work. Co-CEO, boss. Yeah, we'll go with that. How are you, gentlemen?
Not bad. Yourself?
I'm okay. I'm all right. One, I wanted to get on here. I had a message from Jason. Make it a deal that if he doesn't show up, he's stripped of the title. I thought we had already made that. I said at the show?
That was already made. Yeah. That he would be stripped of the NGW title if he did not show up.
Correct. Okay, I wanted to make sure I was right, because I believe I signed off on that night with you, Tim. Did I not?
Yep.
Okay. So, Jason, that's already done. And two, I just want to jump on and say it is an honor for NGW to be a part of this great, great thing. I say it at the shows all the time. It is near and dear to our hearts. And you got us on this ride with you, so let's go and see where it takes us.
We're very honored to have you guys aboard and helping with taking the fight to childhood cancer. Anybody that's listening, anybody that's watching, anybody that's out there, they if they want to join in on this in any which way, we take people in left and right to help out with Wrestling for a Cure. The bigger the bigger the people, the better the deal, the better, I mean, everything. It takes just this little bit. this little bit of a donation. If I remember right, Jason, back me on this. If you can remember, I think $3 donation pays for a hydraulic syringe to give a child medicine at the hospital. That is like the smallest donation that helps in any which way. A dollar helps as a donation, but $3, I believe, is enough to cover one of the syringes used to give children their medicine. So anything counts. Anything helps.
Every little bit. And I gotta say, it is wonderful how you guys have been able to bring together so many wrestling companies for the cause as well.
Gentlemen, I'm getting a message. Hang on one second.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Hey, man, Eddie,
I am told from my team that I have collected that if Playboy does not show up for Wrestling for a Cure, Cade will be awarded the championship belt instantaneously, and somebody from NGW will be there to face Cade so Wrestling for a Cure still has a championship match. Wow. From New Genesis Wrestling.
Very nice.
So, Playboy, here is my call to you. You don't want to show up, that's all on you.
Wow.
Drop the belt off at the office on your way out the door.
Oh, I'll get it. I'll get the belt regardless. It doesn't matter whether or not he brings it to me or not. It's another part of one of the teams I've got.
I'm even more intrigued now than I was before. Low life.
You didn't realize who you were doing business with, did you, Tim?
This low life coward really doesn't show up. Who you bring in for this match? Because now that makes it even that much more more exciting.
Then I guess you'll have to see Saturday. I got a couple tricks up my sleeve too, sir.
Hey, Playboy, stay home. Stay home. Stay home and be a pet.
I have the belt and I do what I want.
That's fine.
Okay. You can keep the belt, and yeah, you can do what you want, but everything you do is a choice, and every choice has a repercussion. So that's it on that one.
I like that.
Man, that's...
I did see Jason's comment a couple of turns ago before Playboy jumped back in. I am also very proud of the total that we've raised. Got a bit of a late start. That won't happen. We are better prepared to do even bigger and better things next year. So we're in it to be in it.
As you can see right now, if you look across, as he's coming across your screen, folks, there are three sets of the link to get there. There's the Facebook link in front of you here. There, for people watching on YouTube, there's a link set in there. For the people watching over on, I believe it is Twitch, there's a link there that you could donate to help New Genesis Wrestling add to their total towards the goal, towards their push to help with taking the fight to childhood cancer and making those amount rise for Wrestling for a Cure.
Yeah, and our Phoenix Quinn has challenged the NGW fan base that she wants to see NGW raise at least $1,000 for Wrestling for a Cure.
There's still time, guys. There's only quarter to eight on a Thursday. You still have all day, all afternoon, and all tomorrow night. You have all the way up till bell time Saturday. I'd say you got all the way till the end of the show Saturday, if I had my way, to make your donations. So, I mean, it still can happen, and it will always be there one way or another.
So even if you can't make it to the show, you can use the link to donate and help in the fight against childhood cancer. Yeah, links up on all of our social media pages. And, you know, it really doesn't it is a friendly competition between all the promotions. So it doesn't really matter, you know, which one you really donate through, as long as you donate. It's just that good of a cause. We got Playboy.
Put me on the podcast.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm coming.
Yeah, let him on the podcast. I want to meet this person.
Oh, well, you know what? Let me
say, I got a little bit more time.
If Playboy really wants to be on,
give me
just 1 second here.
IDM, do you even know what you're even talking about?
All right, let's see. I've sent a link over. So we got Jason saying Sean Wilson will present the Fed with the championship Saturday for who raises the most, as well as MVP of the year and winner of the Rumble. And as so threatened, it looks as though we are being joined by the NGW heavyweight champion, Playboy Double H.
You're for sure hiding.
Well, you got a big mouth running on a podcast, Timmy.
I can't hear you.
You got such a big mouth running on a damn podcast, you moron. See this right here? You're lucky if I even show up. I don't care what Phoenix Quinn says. I don't care what your stupid GM says. I don't care what you say. I don't care what Jason Wilhide says. I don't care what anybody says. If I do show up, I'm going to make that place popping like it's never been popped before. Put the people in the seats because they're coming to see me, Timmy.
I don't really remember anybody telling me that they're coming to see Playboy Double H. Except
I never got that memo either.
Look, you're just jealous I don't have your Wrestling for a Cure precious little heavyweight championship. I'll actually make that title relevant for once in a lifetime.
Wouldn't you have to be relevant first? This is the first time I've ever even seen you.
Listen here, you phony little wannabe clown. What did you hang up the tights too because you couldn't handle it?
Oh no, definitely not.
You just stay out of my way.
See, my job now is to put guys like you in check.
Oh, shut up, stupid. Read the shirt. Shut up, stupid.
Is that what you tell yourself every day when you look at it in the mirror?
I am so sick and tired, week in and week out, hearing Mr. Timmy's mouth run his mouth about me. It sounds like you're jealous of me, boy. You and Mr. Jason Wilhite, you both are jealous of me and what I've accomplished in my career. And what I continue to accomplish week in and week out, month after month, year after year.
But you don't do it by yourself. That's the problem.
Oh, that's just intelligence. See, we always have a game plan. Each and every match, I have a game plan. And we succeed in each and every one of those plans come to a T. And if I do decide to show up this Saturday,
you don't have a choice.
You. I will turn my back on Phoenix. I'll turn my back on the crowd. I'll turn my back on Wrestling for a Cure because I could give two shits about any of you.
I'm gonna step a boundary here, and I'm gonna keep it as close to PG-13 as I possibly can without.
The last time I was on with Playboy, I was not sorry.
So here's what I'm gonna propose to you, Playboy. I don't care what happens this Saturday, whether you win or lose, I don't care. I don't care how long you stay in GW heavyweight champion, or if you drop it the next month, or you lose to so-and-so. I don't care. Here's what I'm gonna challenge to you. I want you to show up to season 10. I myself, the vice president, I am inviting you, Playboy Double H, to season 10 by yourself. Nobody else, nobody in PYT. I want Playboy Double H to show he really is a true fighting champion and a real man, because I've got an idea for season 10 that I do 100% fully believe that your boot laces will shake and unravel themselves from your eyelets of your boots, crawl away from your little ass, walk off the back of your heels, and your tail will come out through your trunks, and you will tuck it with the idea that I've got planned for you come Wrestling for a Cure season 10 and the opponent that I have in mind for you. And you won't walk out of season 10 on your own accord. And there ain't going to be nobody in my cabinet or in my staff level that's going to call 911 for a backboard or an EMT or anything. No one's going to help you. You're going to figure it out one way or another how to get out of our building come next July all by yourself. So if you're man enough, that's right. That's right. Do your little jazz hands. Season 10, I'm laying a challenge right now, right here on your podcast. Your podcast, as you call it. Your audience, as you call it. I don't care if you have a title belt around your stinking little freaking tail-tucking ass waist. Season 10, you show up by yourself. I will have an opponent for you that will dog-walk the shit out of you and push you right out the door. Have a good night, sir, and shut up, stupid.
You really think I'm that stupid, Timmy? You really think I'm that stupid to trust anything you said? The smartest thing you said is this was my podcast. That is the smartest thing you've ever said in the however old you are. That is the smartest thing you've ever said. And you actually want me to show up to season 10? You're even lucky I'm showing up to season 9. The only thing I'll show up to season 10 is if I get what is rightfully mine, and that's the Wrestling for a Cure Heavyweight Championship. Because I'm going to take that title, and I'm going to retire that piece of crap thing. And you guys won't even have it for season 11. I don't care the past champions. I don't care about Mac Daddy Duds and all his accomplishments. I don't care about freaking Sid Allen and all his stupid accomplishments. I don't care about all the previous champions. I don't care about you. I don't care about Jason Wilhite. I don't care about Wrestling for a Cure. The only thing I care about is PYT and Playboy Double H. That's all that it matters.
So would you come to a match without Nikki Monroe and Virgil?
I do something so stupid like that, camera guy. You really think I'm that stupid? They have something up their sleeve that's going to cause me to look like a fool. And I don't look like a fool.
Sorry.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Send me the details on that. You've piqued my interest, sir.
Sure will.
I'm going to show you and your stupid little podcast people last night that put what, 9-0. They got their backs against me, huh? All you guys voted against me that Chris Cade is going to beat Playboy Double H because I look like some fruity pebble. Is that what you called me? Huh? Stupid little goons on your stupid podcast. I'm going to prove you and the rest of Wrestling for a Cure what you guys have been missing all along. I'm going to prove to you and the rest of the world what Playboy Double H and PYT is all about when I walk in there and I beat the living hell out of Chris Cade like I did a couple months ago. Or the last time I seen that stupid idiot, I slapped him in the face. You're lucky I didn't slap you in your face. And I'm going to prove to the world what I'm all about, Mr. Timmy Givens. You keep your little clown wannabe out of my way. You keep that fat roly-poly Jason Wilhite out of my way. You stay out of my way. And I'm going to beat the living hell out of Chris Cade just like I do each and every time. And he won't even have a next match in NGW. And then I'll go on and defend my championship match at NGW against the stupid idiot I took it from, Dexter Roswell, and PYT will capture not only the tag titles when Tobias and Marco take them from the stupid morons that hold the belts now, and PYT will have all the gold. Then, if I decide in a year from now to actually step into Wrestling for a Cure again, circumstance, I take your heavyweight championship because when I win it, I'm retiring it. Just like I'm going to retire this belt right here. There's not anyone in the NGW locker room that's going to stop me. There's no one at Wrestling for a Cure that's going to stop me. There's no one in IWA that's going to stop me. Sid Howland had a fluke win. He had a fluke win.
One a fluke win. You just didn't have your dogs ready on the leash in time. That's all.
I might have to unleash the dogs after you. You keep running your mouth, boy.
You bring your dogs all you want, punk. I don't care. I'll swing going down all day long.
And you're lucky I don't get in that battle royal on Saturday night.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Oh, I hope you get in there.
I'll pay your way into the battle royal, PYT. It's done.
Because if I remember right, the last time I was in the Rumble, wasn't it you that that threw me over the top rope?
So I'm pretty sure payback. It was.
I have some payback for you, Mr. Timmy.
I'll pay your way into the battle royal.
Oh, but I'm Mr. Vice President. I can't wrestle. I'm retired.
I never once said I was retired.
I think you're scared. You and Jason Wilhite, Sage Ramsey, all you guys are scared of me. You're all scared of PYT. Every time I see you, you're turning your back, looking for when PYT's going to attack next. That's exactly what you're doing. You're nothing but a coward. You are nothing but a coward.
Okay.
You know, Tim.
Nothing but cowards.
You know, Tim, if you ever need me to step in and handle this thing, just say the word.
Listen, this Saturday night, when I come to Wrestling for a Cure, it's going to be the biggest attendance you guys have ever put in the seats.
Well, yeah, but not because of you. I mean,
it's going to be because of me, because people know who I am and what I've done and what I've accomplished. And not only will I be there, but they're going to see me whip the living hell out of Jason Wilhite, Timothy Givens, hell, even you, you wannabe clown boy, Mr. Mad Hatter, whatever the hell you want to call your stupid self.
I mean, I'm more than willing. You know, whenever you want to say the word, we can do this. I'll go find my cat. He's somewhere behind me.
You're just as stupid as the rest of them. I've been waiting for this moment to come face to face with Timothy Givens. But I can't wait till Saturday night when I get to slap you across the face. Like the little bitch you are.
You can slap me if you want, but I'm telling you right now, the repercussions of you putting your hands on me are going to be far worse than you losing a battle royal or any other thing that goes on. I'm telling you, man. I'm not afraid of you. Okay, I'm not afraid of you one bit. I'm not afraid of your posse. I'm not afraid of your wife. I'm not afraid of any of them. Hell, I saw that you still got your janitor running around doing dirty work for you. I'm not scared of him either. I'll hand him some keys, a trash can, and a plunger and tell him to go take care of the bathrooms downstairs.
He is not a janitor. Don't you call him a janitor.
My God, 100% a freaking janitor.
That guy is one of the most intelligent managers in the business today. Because he learned from the best. He learned from my father, Pimpin' Al. So now what do you got to say, Timmy?
As the vice president of Wrestling for a Cure, I'm going to keep as professional as I can for the rest of this time that your ugly face is in front of me. Because I have a problem that I might say something that might just cause a little bit of an issue that would have to be settled on Saturday. But I'll go ahead and wait till Saturday, and I'll wait if you're man enough to come up and get into my face on Saturday.
Oh, matter of fact,
you're not going to like what's going
to
happen.
Matter of fact, where is the president of Wrestling for the Cure? Was he too scared to jump on the podcast too because he was afraid of jumping on?
The president of Wrestling for a Cure is taking care of other business as well.
Of course, he's taking care of business. Sounds like he's scared of me.
There's nobody.
Sounds like he's scared of me.
Playboy, there is nobody scared of you. Not in your company, not in my company, not in Wrestling for a Cure, not in RCW, IEW, not up north, not down south. There's nobody scared of Playboy Double H because you're nothing but a pansy-waist little pussy bitch like anybody else that all you do is run your mouth when you can. Then when you can't back up yourself and throw yourself against the wall, you sick 9 other people out there to take care of your dirty work because that's what you do. That's how you've always done it. I'm going to give you the most credit that I've ever given you your entire career, so shut up, stupid, and listen to me. That's the only way you've ever made it in your career this long and kept a title anywhere near your so-called family, PYT, because you have a long list of lackey pieces of shit cowards that do everything that you say because they're scared of you. You are Scott Fargus of The Christmas Story. You think people are scared of you because you've got yellow eyes and you go out there and you're mean, you got a sinister little laugh? Bullshit, buddy. There ain't nobody scared. And come Saturday at Wrestling for a Cure, I'll show you that I'm not scared of you. So stick your two little freaking beady eyes right up next to my nose, pal. We'll have a conversation. My conversation with you is over with. So until you're off my screen, I'm going to sit in silence and make another phone call before I say a few more choice words. It just may get this canceled.
He's going to get it. You're going to get it, Timothy Gibbons. You're going to get it, boy. I can't wait to see all you stupid morons this Saturday at Wrestling for a Cure. just wait. I'm going to have my back turned to you and the rest of the people. I'm going to actually make Wrestling for a Cure relevant for once. And I'm interested to see what you have for season 10, Mr. Timothy Gibbons. You're lucky I'm not in that heavyweight championship match because I take that belt and just retire it. I got things to do. I'm out of here.
Wow.
I mean, I needed a good laugh tonight, so I'm probably like, I'm really happy I got that one in.
And that's the guy that represents your company, a worthless towel.
Send me what you got. We'll talk. Sean, you will be there Saturday as well?
I'll definitely be there.
I will be there, and I will see both of you gentlemen there, and we can talk.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Miss Quinn.
Night, gentlemen.
Bye. Have a good night.
And we also got a message from Jason saying he's about to start his next meeting with another possible donor. He's raised $500 today to fight childhood cancer.
Right. Nice.
Why nice. BYT sat there and did this, not doing a thing.
Hey, he did a thing. He brought like one person to the podcast, didn't he?
I apologize, gentlemen, that I allowed Playboy Double H to kind of get underneath my skin. I normally am not in that way, but
I can honestly say that's not the worst that Playboy has gotten under somebody's skin on this podcast.
Yeah. Playboy tends to get under people's skin a lot.
But, I think we should do something a little bit to lighten the mood after that little tense little session. And I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but we do like to play a little game here on High Voltage. And we like to call that game Shock Therapy. Now, for anybody new here, the way that Shock Therapy works is we'll ask our guests a series of three multiple choice questions. If they get two out of the three questions right, they will win a signed poster for one of our live viewers. And tonight, the representatives from Wrestling for a Cure, Sean, excuse me, Mr. Gibbons, will be playing for Derek Wilson. You guys ready to play our stupid little game here?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Remember, you just have to get two out of the three right to win that signed poster for Derek Wilson. And your first question is, who is Sid Holland defending the Wrestling for a Cure championship against on July 12th? Is it A, Yoder, B, Bob the Blummer, C, Mike from accounting, or D, a mop wearing a wig?
Isn't option B the name of the guy in PYT's crew? Isn't that his name?
I know the answer, but why do I wish it was Moppy? Why do I just wish that?
I didn't know he was getting a title shot.
Hey, man, that guy's been through hell over the last 30 years. I'm sure he's ready for it.
Yeah.
But no, the answer is A, Yoder.
All right. Oh, you stop laughing.
Okay. Yeah, I need a graphic now of Moppy and Sid Holland. I got to call my graphics guy.
All right, you selected A, Yoder, and you are correct. It will be Sid Holland defending against Yoder.
Remind me to call Sid after this and tell him he's wrestling Moppy on Saturday.
Oh my. So you have answered one right. You just got to get one more to win that signed poster for Derek. We're ready for question two.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Question two. Where and how can someone get tickets to Wrestling for a Cure July 12th? Is the answer A, finding a merchant on the side of the road, B, at the door for only $5, C, from a troll under any bridge, or D, Donde has them all?
Oh my gosh. You don't want anything from Donde.
I highly, highly suggest if you see a troll, you run, okay?
I was about to ask you why Double H was under a bridge.
I don't know. That might be where he's at after Saturday. I wouldn't trust any merchants on the side of the road because you never know what they're actually peddling. So I'm gonna have to go with I don't know who Donde is, so I'm gonna have to go with
You don't want to know what Donde is.
Okay.
Donde is very easily confused.
He's special.
Donde's proclaiming that he has the tickets.
I don't think he has the tickets, but he's got something, but it's not tickets.
Donde Hastoy, yeah, you got this for something other than Wrestling for a Cure, brother.
All right, you have chosen B, and that is the correct answer. At the door for only $5, as you said earlier. You want to make it accessible for families to be able to come out very easily. And you guys have answered 2 out of 3 correct, so you have won that signed poster for Derek, but you want to try to go for 3 for 3?
Yeah, let's go for the third one.
All right. Your third question is, what location is Wrestling for a Cure being held at? Is it A, Madison Square Garden, B, Steve's house, C, Ednod Yotze's Backwards Bar and Grill, or D, 801 East Sagamon Avenue in Springfield, Illinois?
I'm pretty sure I wrestled at like 15 years ago.
I'm. Who's Steve? I want to know who Steve is.
Does anybody know who Steve is? I think Steve is Scott's cousin.
No, Steve's the guy who used to have that dog. It lived in a house, and you know.
Okay, well, it's definitely can't be there.
Talking about Blue's Clues?
Yeah, Steve. That's the only Steve I know.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not there. And as much as I would love to go to a Backwards Bar and Grill, I'm kind of scared because it is a Backwards Bar and Grill, so I'm going to throw that one out. And, Sean, we both know that we would love nothing more than to see MSG one year. That would just be something. But I think the answer, Sean, is
I think D. We ought to go D.
D 801 East Sagamon Avenue in Springfield, Illinois. That is correct. Congratulations, Noman. You got all 3 questions right. Oh,
I'm still thinking of Moppy.
We know answers. I still want Moppy, yes.
Well, make it a 3-way match.
Might have to. Might have to.
But I cannot thank you, gentlemen, enough for coming on tonight, and I wish you the absolute best on Saturday, and I hope that this year you break your single-year record for the most money that you have raised for St. Jude's.
We do, too.
But let's go over this again one more time before you go. It'll be taking place this Saturday, July 12th. Doors open at 5:30. Bell start time is 6. Illinois building at the State Fairgrounds.
Yeah, and for all those people that still get confused by this, if you come in the main gate, which is on 801 East Sangamon Avenue, which is right across the street from the main gate bar and grill, you'll come right into main gate and instantly go to the left. I mean, instantly. It's the first left. That's the first building to the left as you come into the main gate.
And tickets only $5. So what is the highest attendance that you've had so far at Wrestling for a Cure show?
2017 was the highest of over 500 plus. And then over the years, it's bounced between, I don't know, 250 to 400.
Well, I hope that you break 500 this year. Let's hope closer to 6 or 7.
I would love to see a lot more people. That just means that much more coming in to help out.
I can't thank you enough.
Sorry, I was wrong. Thank you. 613 was in 2017. That's the actual full on number. I just knew it was over 500 plus.
So let's hope that you guys break that record this year. Let's hope for 7.
I would love for 7.
I mean, it sounds like you guys are on track to beat you guys' most profitable record. You know, you guys are already at over $10,000 2 days before the show. And I mean, it seems like you guys are going to break the record. Hopefully you guys break the attendance record. You know, it's a great show for $5. I mean, you can't beat it. No, and it goes for a great cause. You know, it's near and dear to a lot of people's hearts. So it's going to be a great show either way, no matter what. I mean, this is going to be my first year attending Wrestling for a Cure. So I'm glad to actually go up and see it.
Yeah, 15,063. We're trying to beat that, so that's what we're aiming for.
Yeah, 15,000. That was season 2. Jason has here in the chat.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. Like I said, guys, any donation helps, and you can donate through any one of the wrestling companies that is involved. You can go straight to Wrestling for a Cure's website or Facebook page. You can contact any one of us in the staff office. I mean, There's numerous ways that you can donate. Anything helps. The smallest amount still helps. It doesn't matter.
And you'll be taking donations through the end of the show, correct?
Yeah, donations will go all the way up until the show is completely done, over with, and everything.
Outstanding. I wish you guys the absolute best of luck on Saturday. I'm sorry I won't be there, but Scott definitely being in attendance. And you definitely piqued my interest about season 10, too. So, I haven't even closed the door on 9, and you're already getting plans in motion for 10.
Hey, man, I'm ask Jason. We so there's this running reel every year. It was really big in the first 3 seasons because I didn't care and I didn't listen. We finished the show. We cleaned up. We got out. We shut the door. We went home. And it was said not to say a thing about Wrestling for a Cure the next season for at least a couple of days. I called Jace at 8 o'clock the next morning. I was like, man, I got an idea for season 2, bro. the following year, I did it again. I waited maybe a few days and said, hey, I got this idea. These guys, we try to stretch it out a little bit. Well, my mind's always working. My mind is always racing. I've got notebooks right here of just all kinds of ideas and all this stuff. And you're darn right. I'm going to get a jump on season 10. Somebody wants to keep doing this and doing this and doing this. I'm going to come up with an idea to make sure that it's completely done right here. And I think I may have that solution already done.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Don't ask Jason anything about Wrestling for a Cure until August. Well, I always somehow find a way to break that.
By August, he means July 13th.
Yeah. Yeah, because it seems like as soon as one season's over, you guys are already planning for the next season. How am I going to make this bigger than last season? You know?
Right.
All right. But I definitely want to thank you guys for coming on tonight. And let's break every record on Saturday.
Well, that's what we really are looking forward to. Right now, to date, we're at over 85,000. So, you know, we want to keep pushing that. We want to get that higher. Like, any donation that we can get in, like, we always definitely appreciate, everybody who helps out, all the workers, all the staff, just everybody in general, all the other promotions we work with. You know, it's definitely for a good cause. And, you know, we're still young. Well, Tim, maybe not, but I'm still young. So, I mean, we got plenty of years to go on this, so let's just keep it going. And, I look forward to seeing you guys all on Saturday.
April say that's what makes you guys the best in the business. We got Alex say he'd love to hit 100 grand total.
I'd love to hit that too.
The year that we hit 50, I lost it. When it was a big deal to hit 50,000. I may have shed a tear or two. I know for a fact that if we're able to hit 100,000, even before the show actually hits next year, I'll probably hit the floor.
Well, I hope for that for you in the best way. Make sure that you do a proper bump when you hit the floor.
Right.
Tuck your chin. All right, but thank you guys again for coming on tonight, and best of luck Saturday. Did you have anything else before you take off here?
Saturday, July 12th, Illinois Building, Springfield, Illinois State Fairgrounds. It's $5, guys. It is $5 tickets. Come watch some of the greatest wrestling there is in Central Illinois from all over the area being brought into one building for one night only. You're going to enjoy every bit of it. It's nonstop action. There's going to be a spot for kids to have fun. There's lots of concessions. It's just one way for us in the business to give back in two ways. It's affordable for families and to give back to help fight childhood cancer. And if Sage was here and Jason was here, they would say the same thing as Sean and I are going to say. We appreciate each and every single person out there that supports, that helps. Every bit, a little bit of donations, anything it is that you do for Wrestle for a Cure, we appreciate it. We love you for that. And just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And one day, maybe one of these days, man, we might be flipping televisions and somebody might hear those words, Wrestling for a Cure, in Springfield, Illinois, on some TV channel or some major like political thing or news thing or whatever it is. And you're all going to know where it started from, who all was involved and everything else, and hopefully get on to a bigger and better stage for us to be able to push even more. And we thank you.
And I thank you guys for all the hard work that you do in putting it all together. But you guys have a good night, get some rest, and have a great Saturday.
Thank you, man. Have a great night. We appreciate you guys for having us on.
Oh, thank you. Have a good one, guys.
Yep.
Oh, you excited, Scott?
I am excited. It's gonna be a great weekend. So
yeah, everybody, make sure if you're in the area, even if you have to travel, get in the car, go up and see the show. Scott, you're traveling from the Mount Vernon area all the way up there.
Yes, I am.
Yep. Wrestling for a Cure, Season 9, $5. Can't beat that price.
No,
whole family. Bring a whole caravan.
I mean, for what they got on this card for $5, I mean, it's a great entertainment for families. I mean, anybody. And, I mean, all the money goes for, you know, St. Jude. So it's just, yes. So it's a great way to support. You come in, you know, pay your ticket, get some great wrestling, and you know that your money is going to a great cause. So,
yeah, man. Yeah, I want to thank Timothy Gibbons and Tom from Wrestling for a Cure for joining us tonight. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Also want to thank our sponsors, Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique in Muscoota, Illinois, Laser Monkey Engraving, and the Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon, Illinois. But everybody, have a good night. Make sure you give us a top rope elbow drop on that like button. Like, subscribe, all that. And we will see you next week. But I said, make sure you... Oh, looks like we have one more last-minute guest hopping in with us.
Oh, okay. There he is.
Well, champions in Holland.
Listen, here's the thing, okay? As a lot of you guys know, I also work. I work in EMS, and I had a call. I had to go and be with a patient. So, with that being said, I'm back real quick. I'm glad that I caught the end because I wanted to say that Saturday is a very special night for me. It is my WrestleMania. It is a night that I take the most serious out of everything. I raise as much money as I can. Hell, I buy merch. I make enough to pay myself back, and then I give the rest to Wrestling for a Cure, and that's usually from February, March-ish until about July. And then I do it again the following year. I'm very passionate about Wrestling for a Cure, everything that it stands for, and I'm most passionate about Kyle Cameron, whose son, Dusty, is the reason why we do the Rumble. And I love this cause. I speak about it every day. I try to get everybody as involved as I can. It's a cause to get behind. It's a reason to open up your wallets. If you only knew what St. Jude did, I mean, they provide parents with security. You know, when their children are sick in the hospital, they provide them hotel rooms, and they're able to provide them meals and help them in financial ways and get through these things. While all of us, we get to go home and we get to hug and kiss our kids, most of us, these parents do not. And that's heartbreaking when you stop and you think about it. I am a dad. At the end of the day, if I can't go home and I can't kiss my babies, there's something seriously wrong with that. There's a lot of people who don't get to do that. So it is my duty to try to help the moms and the dads out there that don't have that privilege. And if there's any way that I can make sure that they get to go home and hug and kiss on their babies and provide them, you know, just a little bit more safety and security and being able to do the things that St. Jude can do, then damn it, I'm going to do all that I can. And until my body is broken and cannot move anymore, there will never come a time when I won't be all in for Wrestling for a Cure. So we are two days away. We're officially 48 hours away. So guys, I know I ask a lot of all of you, but this is the most serious thing that I can possibly ask of you guys. Be a part of this, help us raise some money, buy shirts, buy as much merch as you can, buy tickets, come to the show. Share the posts. Somebody is going to see it and they're going to say, hey, St. Jude really helped us and we want to be a part of this. So anyway, I know you guys were trying to wrap it up and everything. I'm next up for a call already. That's just how it works. That's how it goes, right? EMS, it's crazy. It's fun. I'm sweating my butt off and I have to wear full. There's no shorts for me. I'm dying. I'm sweating my butt off. So guys, to round this up and put a nice little cherry on top of everything, you guys have helped us tremendously in everything that we do for raising money for St. Jude and being part of one hell of a cause. So let's keep it going. The fight isn't over. The season might be coming to a close on Saturday. That doesn't mean that the fight is over. All right, so I'm going to be bugging you again next year. But in the time being, we're chasing down that 100K. So get involved. Become part of the fight with us. Let's get this thing. Let's tackle childhood cancer, because that's the most effed up type of cancer that there is, right? So I love you guys. Thank you for all of your support, not just for me, but for Wrestling for a Cure. Thank you for everybody who tuned in to High Voltage. Guys, sorry that I had to tune in and tune right back out. Thank you so much for having me last minute. I think that was all I really had to say. Yoder and I, we're going to tear the house down. I will walk away still Wrestling for a Cure heavyweight champion. And I guarantee you I'm going to enter that Dusty Cameron Memorial Rumble. And I guarantee you I'm going to try to throw every single person out of that thing to become the next winner of the Dusty Cameron Memorial Rumble. So I bid you adieu.
Thank you, Sid.
Very much, Sid. Have a good one.
Thank you, guys.
And always, I can't think of a better way to end than that.
Exactly. Scott. It's always good to hear from Sid. You know, Sid hit the nail on the coffin. You know, this is very near and dear to his heart. It's very near to a lot of people's hearts with this thing that a parent, you know, as a parent myself, you know, something that you never want to go through as a parent. And these parents are doing this every day. And if you can support them in any way, shape, or form, I mean, you know, come to the show, buy merch, like you said, buy, you know, anything that helps. If you can't make it to the show, donate to, there's several links you can donate to. If you can't make it, that's fine. You can always donate, you know, anything helps. Like he said, $3 buys a needle for injection for medicine, $3. Yeah. I mean, everybody has $3 they can donate, you know.
Every dollar counts.
Exactly. If you can't donate, you know, do what you can. You know, share the flyer if you can't donate. Share the flyer because, like I said, people have different Facebook friends. Somebody may see this and end up donating or going to the show because of that share. So it doesn't hurt to share. It takes 2 seconds to share. It doesn't cost you a dime of your money to do that. So anything you can do to help promote the show, help support the show, it's 100% appreciated.
All right. And everybody, make sure you can come out if you can. If you can't, make sure you donate. Everybody have a safe week, and we'll see you next week. Have a good one.